More now of Greater LA from KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The Dodgers can call this month Choke-tober. After 100 wins, another National League West title, one of baseball's highest payrolls, and a week off, Game 1 of the Division Series against the Diamondbacks was all too familiar.
High fly ball to deep left field. Forget about it. It's gone. A disastrous start for Clayton Kershaw.
And it never got better for the Blue Crew. The Arizona Diamondbacks swept them in three games. And for the third time in the last 5 years, the Dodgers failed to make it past the first round of the playoffs. So what gives? Why can't the Dodgers seem to perform under pressure? And what needs to happen to change things up a little bit? Time for a little Monday morning quarterbacking, or at least Monday afternoon. Matt Moreno of the website Dodger Blue and Petros Papadakis hosts the sports show Petros and Money on AM 570 KLAC. Thanks to you both for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course.
Yasu Petros, how does the regular season team, a great regular season team, 100 wins, right? How do they blow it so regularly in the postseason?
Well, I think it's got to be something to do with the way that they're constructed, which obviously has some really good points because they win 100 games. But as far as these playoff performances go, it just doesn't seem like there was a sense of urgency or an edge. And when I know it's not football, which is really my area of expertise, but it did feel like they got attacked. They got punched in the nose. And then they just kind of laid down. That's sort of kind of been the MO with this team. Maybe it's Andrew Friedman as the GM and the guys they bring in, but they just don't seem to have the edge or the fury, the kind of, I don't know what you'd say, the hamna to push them over the edge, if you know what I mean, Steve.
I know what you mean.
With a playoff.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a Greek word, Petros, that my father used to teach me all the time, and it was hypomone, which is patience, right? Have patience. Yeah. But I think a lot of people are done with patience, for sure, when it comes to the Dodgers in the postseason. Matt, you heard Petros mention general manager Andrew Friedman. You got the skipper, Dave Roberts. Are these guys in trouble, do you think?
Definitely not Andrew Friedman. I think he's, 100% safe in his position. And honestly, Dave Roberts, I would put close to that as well. Although I think, he has sort of opened up the door to, maybe a potential change because of how they've gone out now the last two postseasons, really, in the NLDS to an NL West opponent both times. And in each instance, the Dodgers, as Petros alluded to, they sort of, appeared flat and kind of on the offensive and just not really responding to adversity. And so, I think it was one thing for last year's team to set a franchise record for most wins and to sort of flame out in four games against the Padres. That was an unfortunate and disappointing result. But, Dave Roberts got his contract extension. I didn't necessarily think his job security was in question by any means last year. But now here we are. Another October has come, and they were swept in the NLDS by, credit to the Diamondbacks, who are playing well and are a proverbial hot team, if you will, streaking in the playoffs, which is always a talking point. But now, from the Dodgers' stance, they still had plenty of talent to not get swept and really to not necessarily even lose in the NLDS. And so I think because of that, maybe Dave Roberts' job security is in question a little bit. But even then, I don't think he's at a significant risk.
Petros, the offense for the Dodgers is helmed by their first and second batters, right? We're talking about Mookie and Freddie Freeman. Both dominated during the regular season, but only got one hit between the two in the playoffs. I want to play a clip of Mookie Betts speaking to reporters right after the Dodgers were eliminated. Let's hear this.
There is no real words for it. They played better. We didn't do much. I can't speak for all of us, but I know for sure I did absolutely nothing to help us win.
So where was the disconnect there? What happened?
I it's interesting. Some people think that Mookie Betts was the guy that it's obvious that they did. They gave him the big long-term lifetime deal and made this his team. But like you said, I think a lot of Dodger fans didn't like the kind of nonchalant way that he dealt with the loss. Now, You can't make somebody into something that they're not. You can't make somebody a fiery, emotional guy when that's not been what's got him to this point in his career or anything. But certainly it left a lot. His lack of play left a lot to be desired. And the way it was handled, I think, rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, because it just didn't seem like that big of a deal to him.
If there was, you know, if Mookie was stoic in the elimination, then Clayton Kershaw is quite the opposite, because you saw it. You saw it in his face, especially after that disastrous first inning in game one against the Diamondbacks at home. And, you know, he went to the dugout and you could just see the angst, the he was heartbroken. Bob Costas, by the way, whom you heard at the top of the segment, you know, talking about that disastrous first inning, what did he say about? I mean, he said something really pointed toward Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw's on his way out, pointing towards the heavens. We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
His mom died this offseason, too. That's bad form by Bob. But, I mean, a lot of people have not been shy about criticizing Clayton Kershaw's postseason performances. This one, I think, even for those of his most sharp critics, felt awful for the guy. You know, his career is coming to an end. That probably was his last game at Dodger Stadium, and it could not have ended worse.
Matt, is he going to retire? Is Kershaw done?
I think that's that's my general sense. I know he's pitched through a pretty significant left shoulder injury that Kershaw and the Dodgers have, you know, kind of evaded sharing details about, which I'm sure was calculated. Kershaw has always been open about, you know, he'll keep pitching as long as he's physically able to. Seeing him in the playoff struggle, you know, I think this was different than in years past where, you know, maybe the pressure has sort of gotten to him. I think just physically he didn't have it. And you could see, you know, his fastball velocity was down. His command was a lot more shaky than we're accustomed to seeing. And so I think just factoring all those different things in, I don't see him re-signing with the Dodgers or even joining his hometown Rangers. So if I had to place a bet, I think retirement is probably the safest one.
Come spring, what are we going to see different from this team?
The one thing that everybody's going to talk about is, and the one thing that'll change the story completely, is if Shohei Ohtani signs with the Dodgers, which is a very likely prospect, according to a lot of experts like your other guest. So I think that's going to be the big hot stove story, so to speak.
Matt, the other guest, are the Dodgers getting Shohei?
Yeah, you know, I think it's likely. I certainly
see,
obviously
see?
They've been.
See, I told you.
they've been linked to Ohtani for several years. I think, unfortunately for them, you know, kind of the planning ahead that they started doing last year, maybe even the season before, has been upended a little bit because, as Petros mentioned, Ohtani's not going to be able to pitch for a little while. And as much as the Dodgers would welcome that type of generational talent to their lineup, if you're looking ahead, you know, starting pitching is going to be a significant need for the team next season. I would argue it's their biggest need. And so as much as, you know, maybe signing Ohtani would be a big boost, certainly for fan interest and excitement, you know, there's still going to be some significant holes that the Dodgers have to fill. So it's sort of kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place of, you know, how much do they invest both financially and just in time in pursuing Ohtani compared to, you know, maybe getting somebody like Jordan Yamamoto, another international free agent who's supposed to be a pretty good pitcher that would, you know, immediately provide a boost to their starting rotation. So it's going to be an interesting offseason for the team, to say the least.
Matt Moreno writes for the website Dodger Blue. Petros Papadakis, sports commentator for AM 570 Radio here in L.A. Thanks to you both for coming on. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Talk to you guys.
Thank you.